welcome back to Unsolved Mysteries. Today we'll be covering the strange disappearance of Lars Mintink.
On June 30th, 2014, Lars Mintink left with some friends to Golden Sands, Bulgaria. He planned to leave on July 7th, but that didn't happen because he suffered from a ruptured eardrum. A doctor told him he could not fly, and so his friends offered to stay, but he insisted that he was okay by himself. After his friends went home, he stayed at a cheap hotel. He later called his mother saying he was being followed and didn't feel safe. He said four men were following him, asking something about tablets. He had canceled his credit card and said that there was something weird about the hotel. On July 8th, his mother booked a plane and bus for him. He got to the airport hoping he can get on the plane, and he is seen carrying all his luggage on the security cameras. You could see him stop and talk to a woman. He appears to be asking her something. After 45 minutes staying at the airport, a man dressed as a construction worker walked into the building, and when Lars saw this man, he became very anxious. After a little bit, he sprinted out of the building and is seen running through the parking lot and scaling the fence that leads to a forest and has not been seen since then.
So there was a supposed sighting, but it's like unconfirmed. On April 5th, a truck driver gave a man a ride and he says it perfectly fit the description of Lars, but it couldn't have been proven in any way. So some people might say that he might be a drug mule, which means he was given drugs and given a location and then told to, you know, deliver whatever he's given. Or maybe it was the medication for his busted eardrum. Maybe he like had some sort of reaction to it and it caused him to just run off, freak out. And maybe somebody found him and took him, or maybe he got lost and is hiding somewhere.
I think he could have been involved with the drug mule theory because he seemed like something seemed wacky. Like he had told his mother that something was off about the hotel. Maybe he somehow accidentally got involved with it, or maybe people thought that he like had something. And so I thought maybe that's why like the people could have been following him. And then when he saw like one of the guys walk in, maybe I was like one of the guys that was following him. He's like, oh, gotta get out of here. And so he ran, scaled the fence, went into the forest. That's it for Unsolved Mysteries. See you next time.